I'm speaking to Rob Beale of Morris Owen, local accountancy firm based in Swindon. Rob, I've heard in the mainstream media of late that bankers and politicians are saying that there's quite a buildup of cash in many businesses, which hopefully will allow investment and also see the economy bounce back, as there's also quite a buildup of cash with consumers. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we see it fairly consistently. I think one of the things that when we first went into lockdown, coming on for a year ago now, almost immediately all businesses were hugely concerned about cash, their cash flow, how they were going to cope, how they were going to get through all of this. And actually, a lot of what we've seen is almost the opposite. I think what we've seen is discretionary spend has been put on hold while people get some certainty and understand what the world looks like and therefore where they should be spending their money. The cash cycle for a lot of businesses has improved. Perversely, over the course of the last 12 months, businesses are paying other businesses more quickly. It's almost this logic that says, I don't want to owe people money. I want to get it paid and know that it's paid. And then I know exactly where I am from my own cash management point of view. And I think people are sat there with cash pots waiting to get to the position where they can start to make decisions. And I think we're a lot closer to that point now. We're still not there yet.
Interesting. That's that. I take that as a positive. Yeah, I agree with that. If people do need capital, how easy will that be to get for their business now, particularly once the support things start to dry up from the government?
It will be interesting to see what the various banks' attitude is to lending once we start to get to some form of normality again. Because I think, you know, the basic premise of anyone that is lending money will always be, how are you going to repay it? How are you going to afford to repay it? Where's the capital going to come from? Can you afford the interest? Has the business got the strength in order to continue to do that? And most banks, by proxy, use history as a track record of what the future is going to look like. You know, they will look at the last set of accounts or the last couple of years' worth of accounts in order to get more comfort for that. And I think what we've got is we've got businesses that have actually done very well over the course of the last 12 months, or certainly a lot better than they would have anticipated at the beginning of March last year. And their balance sheets, you know, perhaps they haven't made any money, but they haven't lost the money that they feared at that point. But the question is whether the banks are going to look at that and actually appreciate that having stood still over the last 12 months is actually a fantastic achievement. And it shows the resolve that business has got and the resilience that it's got to allow them to actually progress and go forward. What I'd expect and what I'd hope is that the banks, when they're looking at lending going forward, instead of just looking at what's the balance sheet total, what's the interest cover looking like, they actually get to the proper nuts and bolts of how a business operates. Who's the management? Who owns the business? What track record have they got for showing that they understand that the business that they operate in? If it's in a sector that's seen change in particular over the last 12 months, how have they reacted to that change and demonstrated their ability to move that forwards? And I think that's what banks should be looking at, is making sure that, you know, the business is fit for purpose.
Absolutely. And what impact do central interest rates have on potential lending? I don't think there's anything about negative interest rates at the moment, but it'd be quite interesting for you just to explain, actually, if there were negative interest rates, what that actually means. And also that first question about, do the central interest rates have, Bank of England interest rates have much of an impact on lending?
So in terms of negative interest rates, it's effectively banks are charged interest for holding cash, and therefore they need to get it out in order to be in a positive cash position, more so than they would normally be the case. And therefore, in theory, the logic of negative interest rates means that banks are more keen in order to lend money. The counterpoint to that is that you look at countries that in the past have used negative interest rates to try and stimulate the economy. And Japan is a good example of this, is it didn't actually work. And therefore, I think it's part and parcel of a toolbox that the government is looking at But I think they're loath to go there because I think there's a lot of knock-on implications for it, which may or may not be positive in the longer term. Right. In terms of government policy and stimulus from that point of view, I think over the course of the last 12 months, we've seen government policy playing a massive role in terms of the banks going out there and lending money. And therefore, government policy will encourage banks to lend money, but it still comes back to the banks looking at it from the point of view of if the loan goes bad, who is going to take the hit? I think Barclays announced that they provided for just under $5 billion in terms of bad debts that they were concerned about in their accounts recently. And I guess, you know, if you get to lending that's not backed or guaranteed by the government, then banks are going to be sat there trying to weigh up the fine balance between perhaps a negative interest rate and the cost of money to them compared to the actual cost of the capital going bad and them not being repaid.
That's fascinating. Thanks very much, Rob. Much appreciate your time.
Thank you.